Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome. Happy Monday. Come on in. I am so excited to be back with you today. We are streaming live. It is April the 6th, 2026, and I am so, so grateful to be back. And we had a little break yesterday. We made a few changes to make it a little more comfortable while we're here. And also, I am, as you know, so appreciative of all the love and support and understanding around my time out for a few days to celebrate my son and now my daughter-in-law's wedding. It was really, really special. We are going to post. I'm trying to wait for the mother of the bride to lead the way, so I'm not really giving away too much as of yet. But I think that when we go through these moments in our lives, and no matter what it is, and have to be around a lot of people, you all know how wonderfully happy I am to be around a lot of energy. And it was definitely easier than I thought. It was better than I could ever expect. It was definitely a 10. At the same time, we did have some things that went on surrounding it. That, of course, brings us a reminder of maybe God's love and the reality of being human, and really topics like sickness and health and challenge and overcoming certain things in our life cycles and things like that. So there were a few bittersweet moments for different reasons outside of what was actually happening, and the reminder of how human we can all be through these times. And so everything that I was really nervous about, and this is a good reminder to all of you, because I too participate in human experience with the rest of you, as you know. And I definitely was worried about things I should have never even gave it a second thought, you know. And so everything was well. I love our new blended families together. I could not have asked for a better set of in-laws, to tell you all the truth, and more compatible. So that was really good. And the children are really, really happy. They overcame so much fear themselves, because neither one of them wanted to even say anything in front of anyone live before that day. It was very cool, very easy. I cannot tell you how grateful I am to be back after a very long night of sleep. And I was able to reconnect with my mother, my godmother. They made it. They were with me the whole time. My children, everything about it went really, really well. And of course, coming back to Stuart, Florida was really more solidifying, I think. I believe that many of us, when we go through transition throughout life, we always expect, or maybe we compare. And, you know, we say when we compare, we despair, and all of these little statements we can share together along the way. And what I really learned was that even more so, I love my peaceful life here, and I love the way we live. I am so grateful that we are private and we are really just at peace day after day. And we do have a routine. You know, sometimes when you guys are in your lives and you have a routine and you're like, you know, we say things that are so normal, like, same old, you know, we're in a rut. We need to add something. We need excitement. We need change, and all of these things that are very, very common and very normal. But then when we really realize what we would choose day to day, it does feel good to say, I would choose the same thing every single day, including being with all of you, being over at the site, you know. I'm never sick of it. I am always grateful for it. And it's just another reiteration of why I'm here. And I spoke a lot about, I was laughing because I had to talk a lot about what we do and what I do, obviously, people getting to know me and things like that in real time. And I got to share a lot of stuff, you know, stories about along the way and through the years here. And so Mark Husson and John Joseph and so many people were mentioned, and I was saying, you know, we better watch it that the walls aren't going to fall down because they'll all hear us talking and things like that. So it was nice to blend two worlds for a moment, but it's very nice to come back home, and it's also very nice to be with all of you. And so let's focus on you today. I also want to say belated happy Easter, Passover, spring, and all of the other things I was too frozen in time around the wedding to think about and to really unwind. I feel like I've unwound. I spent a great amount of time with Stephen yesterday afternoon. He also stepped it up and he was there for all the right things, and every good thing came out of it. And at the same time, a lot of lessons. I think when we go through these experiences, and many of you do, the lessons, it's kind of hard sometimes to think about some of the learning or the lessons that we get to go through prior to them happening. But then afterwards, it's always a breath of fresh air to really settle into that truth, you know, and admit you were kind of being silly about certain things. And I definitely was. I was over the top worried about everything. So I'm also happy to say that I'm back to all natural on my face today. I asked the cosmetic girl, the beautician or whatever, stylist, whatever they call them now. And I'm grateful for everyone, but I actually felt suffocated by what I had to put on my face. So I'm so happy to be away from all that mess too. But in any case, I'm breathing easy. I'm seeing you come in the room. I'm grateful if you're here for the first time. We would really appreciate your likes and follow. I'm many blessings to you. And let me say hello, Quelly and Pamela and Beth. I'm so happy to see you. I'm smiling from ear to ear. Lara and Lynn, Kimberly, hello. Good morning to you as well, Ms. Goddess. My beautiful godson is here. I, Randy. Jean, good morning, Suzanne. I just don't want to miss anyone today. And I think, I believe that Jim, nice to see you as well. Maya, hi. Come on in, everybody. I'm so grateful that you are here. Please tell me about your downtime. I know spring break is now also coming to an end, so we'll get back to normal life. And I also know there's a lot going on day to day. And so what's going to happen? The first thing I read this morning when I rose, and you know, sometimes we're not looking for messages, but I want to remind you all that a message can come from any place in your world in any moment in your life. And I also believe that there are no accidents when we absorb at times what we have to absorb. Oh, Terry Campbell, good morning to you as well. I wanted to say Terry is a One to Listen psychic astrologer over there at One to Listen, and I'm happy you're here. Jane as well. Hello, Jane, to you too. Okay, so Tara, you guys are coming in. Come on in. I know you had some fun with Mark today, I'm sure. I know you've been having a lot of fun with him over on his channel. Anyway, come on in. I hope we get to do some more now that I can be with you guys with a clear time and headspace to be able to do that. Ms. Jordan, hello to you. All right. So I'm definitely going to be taking your questions. I want to just mention, and I know many of you know what I'm saying already, but for those of you who are here, you know, tuning in or an early listener, or maybe here for one of the, you know, for the first time, as a reminder, I think our message is now. I think during the change of seasons as well, the first thing I read this morning is life is about to pick up pace. And I'm thinking to myself, well, okay. The Aries energy definitely fits, you know, but also the shadow of the retrograde is ending in a couple of days. So that's very, very good. It does make a difference. You will feel a lift. I do believe that we're going to feel a huge boost. And also that whole, I think we don't realize going through it what's actually happening, because we kind of adjust from day to day what's going on around us energetically. And I definitely, yes, I Randy, good, thank you. And please, everybody else, tell me your experience with messages. What was the most, this is my question, thank you. What was the most strange place that you ever received a message from? Were there any moments in time when you received a message that you were like, oh my gosh, is that really meant to be? Or just like, you know, of course, this is a very small example of what could occur. But I mean, it was just like right out of the gate, you know, life is about to pick up pace. And I'm like, okay, I need to hear that today, you know, whatever it is. But then how many things have come from unexpected places? The radio, the TV, your internet, when you're not even paying attention to what's coming through. How many of you are learning in so many different ways that just you're absorbing so much truth in the world, you know? Also, what about random, I don't know if you've ever had a random text from someone or a phone call or any of these things. You can definitely, without, you know, realizing it, receive messages from any place or anywhere. Sometimes location matters. Where you are located will matter about certain messages coming to you. And I also feel that as well. I remember, and I said this over the weekend, and I'm sure that you remember me saying this over and over again. When I stay on the East Coast near the water, for whatever reason, it's very, very good vibe for me. I feel like I'm clear channel. I'm productive. I can really, really, I don't know if it just aligns with my vibration or whatever it may be. And I'm sure some of this has to do a lot with location astrology and things like that, and the longitude and the latitude of the Earth's axis. But at the same time, I'm thinking, why, when I go a little tiny bit to the west, does my energy shift? Why, you know, how does it change? And do any of you experience that as well? Randy says messages always come when least expecting it. I do wonder at times which are truly meant to be for me, or am I just hearing something in passing? Lara says the ocean helps, but she's a West Coast girl. I believe that when I went out west, even to the West Coast of Florida, of course, with the exception of Colorado, I must admit, but California did boomerang me back here, and the West Coast of Florida boomerangs me back here. And I'll also say that Colorado did not. I wanted to stay. I think it's because of the people that I was. So either it's a like-minded vibe with the people that you're with, or a like-minded vibe with the people, with the location that you're in. And when we say just alike, if we can compare, when we say something about being with people. Hi. Thank you, Mark Hassan. Mark's back. Or Mark's coming to say hello. I'm about to talk about you, actually. When we are aligned with people in our space, we don't really feel, I think, it from a spiritual perspective and with our energy, I feel it doesn't matter, because it's not going to boomerang you back to something that you need for comfort, because you're holding your comfort with your people. When we're not aligned with the people we're, you know, seeing or with or spending time with, then it to me, that's the difference. It does boomerang us back to where we belong, so to speak. So it works similarly for me. And so I just wanted to put it back there. Beth, I'm loving you from afar. She says the retrograde and shadow has been so intense. Her tear ducts are shot. Well, we're going to try to fix some of that. And yeah, Jane said she thought of Mark when I mentioned Colorado. And of course, he shows up when I'm about to talk about him. But I was using you as an example, Mark, of someone that when I'm around you, when we become, you know, over time, of course, we have this extreme alignment. But when I was there, and you know this yourself, because I would postpone some of my, you know, return trips. But when I go everywhere else, I want to get home ASAP. So it's very interesting how that works, you know, and I feel some of you will vibe with that. Our channels open when we have comfort, when we have safety, when we have synchronicity or alignment with everyone we're with. And Mark said it was like you were here a day, but it was so easy. That's what it is. It flows with ease. And I believe this too, when we're around energies or location, even, you know, that don't really feel that way. It's more difficult for an intuitive than it is for somebody who's really maybe not aware of their intuition. And don't you wish at times we can be less sensitive and really not have to worry about tapping into that psychic energy and the vibes. I am also with someone who is very sensitive about his environment and the people he's around, and he knows his boundaries. And I have so much respect for him coming into today, even more so than before, because he really stood his ground on some things. And now I completely understand why. So it all made sense. I also want to shout out to Maureen, who we're on a little bit of a dinosaur bender together. We're very into the dinosaur energy right now, so it's very funny. And I will tell you that everyone, we have a lot more people into those dinosaurs now, Maureen. So I do feel some connection to that. So it's very funny and it's very lucky. And I haven't really put that together yet, guys, but we'll get there in a bit of time, you know. I think from a perspective of history or time or the realization of energy and time and space, whatever it may be, I think it's definitely a good solid if you think about where's your safety or your foundation or your expression or where did we originate? You know what I mean? When did we, you know, the God force, the God energy, but who created that? And you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It gets into all of these things. This is what happens when I leave for 4 days. I definitely think about crazy things. In any case, I'm super glad to be here. I want to take your questions. Pamela said she has to live with the close access to the ocean, the mountains, which luckily aren't too far. So she gets the best of both worlds. Lara says the older she gets, the more she needs quiet time in nature. The water in the mountains are very good for her soul. You know, this is funny. I'll say one more thing about coming home. I am now having this incredible, I'm having this relationship with these little family of raccoons that are now growing. And I know this is my fault, so I have to kind of accept what's happening. But in any case, I left food, of course, for them. And I told Steve, you know, you have to do this, this, and that. And this is the food. And of course, he was not really following along because he's like, yeah, I'm going to feed the raccoons. Don't worry about it. So he just fed them whatever he wanted, you know. So of course, the food they received wasn't exactly the right food, but at the same time, I had the right food here. So I immediately went out to feed them. And when I tell you guys, they all came running out this morning. I was never so happy to see a pile of raccoons in my life. They're so damn cute. And they were so grateful that I was giving them their food back because they got used to one brand. And so I was out there with them this morning. And sometimes I feel like that nature and the animals bring us so much more peace. And I was like, this most simple things in life, when you're around people, possession, material world that we have to exist in because that's what makes the world go round. It's one layer of living. But when we get into that amazing, yeah, my little raccoons. And when I tell you, they didn't even get afraid. They're like, oh, thank God she's back. You know, I was so happy to see everyone. And I actually spent a great deal of time with them this morning. And I was talking to them. And, you know, it just does, it's like, I feel like they're little messengers of reminders of what really matters. And their family growing also matters, which I took as a sign. And so with that being said, let me come in and take some questions for you guys. I'm going to come back up to the top of the room. Sometimes the silliest things make life worth living, I guess you could say, but happy children do also, as you know. But to me, that's my extended family now, you know? So you could just see the gratitude and joy on their faces, and that was enough for me. And everyone, the dogs, my husband, everyone was happy and with gratitude that I was back. So that felt really good too. All right, now let's take a look here. Let me see who is first. And see, Mark, I'm glad to be back also. Thank you for being in here today. All right, I had a question up the top here. Kimberly, I have a little message for you first and foremost, because it's screaming in my ear from left to right. And they're saying July is going to be very, very important, and it's a pleasant, it's coming in loud, and I want to say loud and proud, but it really is. But there's something about July that's very, very good for you and actually great for you, I want to say. I also feel like I see a vehicle, and I don't know if you're planning on going on a road trip or not, but there's something about that also. And I feel very, very good about you traveling for some reason or taking a trip. You may doubt yourself at first about not going, but either way, I feel like a little getaway is going to be good for you, but there's more to the getaway, and I feel good about that also. I'm not sure. It's flashing a lot of background, and I'm not sure about why. But there's something very, very magical about the month of July for you, okay? And it shows me the trip, but I'm not ruling out more positive vibration around people, place, things. You know what I'm saying? So please understand that. I'm going to put something away, guys, so we don't get interrupted here. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Somebody, I have my phone upside down on silent, but it's just too loud. Sorry about that. Okay. So, you know, the thing is this, I believe really fully that, Kim, you come back and tell me all about it. All right. But yeah, I feel really good. Do you ever go on any road trips, even close by or anything like that? I don't know if you're thinking about going somewhere. I also feel like you're going to, like, every time I see the vehicle energy, I also feel like a tune-up or something good about that, you know, maintenance, but it's positive. And sometimes that aligns with what's happening in our lives. So we have maintenance and positivity around that as well. I'm sure this all makes sense. And so you come back and let us know what kind of exciting things go on at that time, okay? And not that there aren't any between now and then, but there is something like screeching in my head about it. And good luck with that, okay? All right. Now, I also want to shout out to Karen, who is in surgery as we speak. You all know her. She comes every week with all of you. So please just say a little quiet prayer for her and wish her good vibes. She's going for a little surgery today. And she wrote this morning and reminded us. So we want to definitely put that out there. Karen E. All right. Hold on now. Jean's asking also for a question, for a little message, which we want to provide. Now. Let me take a look at something. You know what I'm getting for you for some reason? Something sparkly. And also, weirdly, the color gold is very good for you as well right now. And I love that. I don't know if it's even a color that you care to have around, or, but even surrounding yourself in it energetically is good. I feel great blessings for you coming. And I also believe it's a sign of other blessings too. Hold on now. And if there's any gold, meaning, it could just, even a gold-plated piece of jewelry you should have on you, or a gold stone, something like this. It doesn't have to be like gold. We know the, I'm not saying to buy gold, especially now, but I am saying that there's something gold, maybe a lucky charm or a necklace, or I don't even care if it, just the color of it. And it doesn't even have to be like extremely expensive piece of jewelry, nothing like that. Just wear gold. For some reason, it's very attractive for your spirit, okay? It also brings more to your world, which is what they're showing me. And let's just go ahead and do something here. I feel really positive about that, about more coming into your world. I also feel like you're going to go through this phase where you're really going to start looking at what you have achieved in your life and love yourself more for it. And I love that as well, okay? So you come back and tell us. And I can't wait for you to share a little more. Let me come back to you up top. She said the sun is shining. When I see this also, not only do I feel like you should reach out to maybe other cultures, or when I say reach out, allow, stay open to this, learn something about a different culture, or learn something about your own heritage, maybe like a little bit of, I'm definitely not feeling cooking, but there is an interest. I don't care if it's cooking, of course, nobody's closing you off to that, but I don't think it's that. Even maybe having someone cook for you something different, something new, something exciting, being more in the world, so to speak, instead of like in your space. I'm actually telling you to broaden your horizons a little, even if it's through learning or the internet or whatever you're doing. I think you do this anyway, but I just feel different cultures. You may be attracted to a new culture, take up a new interest, this kind of thing. And please come back and share and let us know, okay? Definitely broadening your horizons. And I love that. Okay, Pamela, you have something funny here. Pamela says she just fired her doctor. He doesn't know it yet. Yeah, I do have a message for you. Okay, so I see a woman with long, towards the dark side hair, not blonde, definitely not blonde, brunette, or even a little darker, but I feel more darker brown, brunette. Could be an Asian doctor, or a brown skin she has, but also could be Asian doctor. So I feel someone like this, more with, at first she comes off very quiet and shy, but then she has like a huge like wit about her, which I love. She's a little spicier than you would first think by view. If you had anybody like this around, then, I'm feeling this. You'll find her. I also feel an M vibe. Maybe the first name could be Maria or Mary, M-A-R-I, or something like this. And or it could be her last name, but there's something about the M vibe. And I also won't rule out anything else. Another word they're giving me is Davis. I have no idea what that is. Davies, something like this. These are like just letters coming through. So you're going to find the right one. Now, sometimes we do well, and I say the masculine and feminine to balance it out. I believe that she may first come off really, really soft, but she's actually a go-getter, and she will get things done. And I don't believe she's first as tender as you think she is. So remember, I'm saying that, but she's excellent at what she does. And she'll give some leeway, but then she'll get a little harder on him, okay? I mean, on you. And I hope that helps. All right. All right. Now let's take a look up here. Lynn, how are you doing? Congratulations to you also, for putting some great things out into the universe here and the world. And, you know, I think there's moments. What I'm getting around you is a lot of light around your heart chakra. Also, so when I'm seeing this, I really feel good about that piece in that, you are just radiating. And if you've been a little down lately in yourself, and you feel like, oh, you know, I have to make this happen, I have to make that happen. You know, sometimes I have this new mug Sydney bought for me, because I'm always saying, some days I'm like dragging ass, you know, but if you're feeling like sometimes you're dragging ass, for lack of better words, I feel good about you in a sense that your energy is going to pick up. I also believe it's on every level of your heart energy, because not only is there so much light there that you want to share with others, there's so much there's like a radiating energy of hope for yourself, because there are moments when we're giving and giving and giving a lot, and so we kind of we lose a little bit of that energy. But then there are moments when we actually feel it coming through us. Well, when I get these vibes and this information around your heart chakra, I also remind you that taking care of that piece of you in the most amazing ways on the layers, meaning walking, you know, like the physicality of that area as well. You're walking, you're eating, your energy, your nutrition like this, and also your ability to give as well as opening to receive also brings more hope. And you're going to notice that the shift from this, because you're such a giver, like you are putting it out and I know it. And you know, you definitely want that in so many ways. But at the same time, and that's your desire, is to give. Now I feel, because I'm seeing this love, this light, and this shine, it's shining, you know, there's so much more that has to come to you. And then it's like filling up the well in the tank, you know. We don't want to talk about filling up the tank right now. I know many of you know what I'm saying, but you definitely want to fill your heart with other things. And so I believe also taking care of yourself from the foundational perspective brightens your heart. Anything you do for you, as well as putting it out there to the universe, I feel good about that. But making sure you take care of that heart health. And no, I'm not saying, and I'm not a doctor, nothing like that. It's just that I feel so much energy in that area for you that I just wanted to add that along the way, because we don't want to miss any of the layers. We don't want to have any fragments we just want to leave it like that. Okay. And you let me know. And because the more you do all of these things, the more is going to come toward back to you. And I feel like it's very important right now. I also see a lot of pink, which is good as well. I think I pearly pink, like white, pink, swirling, like that kind of vibe. So I like that. Pamela said, I am describing someone that was, oh, good. I'm so grateful. Okay. Thank you for that, honey. Thank you for the validation. At least I know my eyes are back on. So I had to close them a little bit for the last couple of days. So I rested yesterday by force and sheer will to be able to be like on a new, blank slate. So I'm good. I'm glad to know. I hear what you're saying about the doctor and the dismissive piece. No, we're not doing that anymore. Check out this other energy, okay? That's very, very good alignment, and thank you for telling me. Now, going back to Jean, Lara, I'm coming to you next, and Maya, you too, but let me go back to Jean too. I'm just trying to close all the loops. I don't want to leave anybody hanging. She said, I love gold. Okay, good. I'm glad. I love it for you too. You definitely resonate with it right now. I'm hoping my missing Tiffany diamond and gold ring. I have a question for you, Jean. Well, first of all, we have to say we're going to pray to St. Anthony and ask Anthony to return your ring and thank him in advance for his assistance. And I want to know if there's any carpets around where you would believe. Is there a carpeted floor or a hard floor? I feel this ring is somewhere in a carpet, and I am not kidding when I say this. I do not know why. And it feels like, is there anywhere that it would have been around? And because when I talk about a carpet, you know, it's a thicker, feels like a thicker carpet. And it's like I don't want to say it's an older carpet. It's an older style to me. So I'm feeling it around. So I believe you're going to find it. I actually can envision this for some reason. And it could be just like, does feel like this, and I hope that it does. It feels very, very there. So we'll talk about it. You let me know when you hear this, okay? All right. Let's see who's next. Lara, let me look at you. Kat, I'm going to stay home for my recovery and not going to my cousin's. Do you think it'll be okay to just have caregivers? Yes, I do believe that. And I actually feel like you'll be more comfortable. And I also feel like you're... again, talking about space and alignment, location alignment, the vibe, what you have to do every day, the healing that takes place with it, I feel like it's better. Not saying that your cousin isn't wonderful, but I do believe it'll go fast. It'll kind of pick up, it'll expedite your pace, okay? So I feel good about that, and I hope that helps. I really feel like that's important right now. And I think that's a very good intuitive hit of your own. That is, you know, something, you know, God is kind of giving you that message, like, hello, I love that. All right, hold on a minute. Jean, that's actually the color I saw on the carpet. That older style, that's where it is. It's stuffed. It's in that carpet. That is definitely the color that I saw it buried in. It's not even really buried. It's just in a weird place. Can you tell me where that beige carpet is, please? Thank you. Lara, lots of recovery. When is your surgery, please? Yeah, the idea did come in. That was like a God moment idea. I feel that. All right, we got some time. We're going to be focusing on some really good juju for you, okay? All right, I love that. Keisha, good morning to you. So nice that you joined. Nice that you're here. Thank you. Now, I just said something about Maya, so let me go back and let's take a peek at her. I'm coming back to the top because I can't find you. Suzanne, I want to say good morning to you also. I'm just trying to locate Maya with her question. Where did you go? There you are. Oh dear. Should I move or stay where I am? I really feel like, and you're not going to probably be thrilled with my answer, but I feel like you need to sit still for a minute. A minute longer, you know. Lately, the years are going by like minutes anyway. I feel like it's easier for you, and I do not know why. I mean... Is there anything that, well, this is very much in my right ear now, kind of staying. I'm feeling like it's more cost effective for that amount of time only because something great will happen along the way if you wait it out and you're not like feeling like you're going one place and then another place kind of. Something's going to happen where you're going to have to go a year from now in a very positive way. So don't be nervous that I say that, okay? I hope, Maya, I think one more year. Now, as of 9 months from now, something's going to come towards your world and your life that's going to make you realize you're going to have to move in a proper amount of time, which would be 3 months later, but for good reason, not just because you need a change or I know you want to move. Whatever is going on, if it's not too stressful where you are, I believe you should stay. I think it's cost effective. And I also believe that the grass will be way greener in that amount of time. Okay. And it doesn't mean nothing, you know, anything great isn't happening between now and 9 months from now, but it does mean that there's something special that's going to occur at that time that's going to make you have to move for a good reason. All right. Now, let me see who's next. I was going to say something. I cannot be late, so you guys have to nudge me to stay on time today. All right, hold on a second here. I want to come back to the missing ring moment just for a moment because I feel that... Bye, Kimberly. Have a nice day, hon. Thanks for coming in. I think that it's next to a piece of furniture on the right-hand side of a piece of furniture. And it could even be a piece of furniture on its left as well. And that's what I see buried in that carpet somewhere. And I'm going to give you an example, but it's not necessarily what it is. So the bed and the dresser or a night table. Not in between it, in front of both. It's in front of two pieces of furniture. One's on the left and one's maybe over here to the right like this. The other thing could be a couch and a table. The other thing could be a table and a chair like this, okay? I do hope this helps and I know we're going to find it. Or maybe that's what, and if it's been in that place before and you found it anywhere like that, then let me know that too. All right. Now, let me come on in and let me do, I'm going to come back to the top and I'm just going to pick on someone probably. Does anybody, okay, let's talk to Tara for a minute. She's asking, she's been waiting for another opportunity for a little while. And something positive has come up for her from a little bit ago. So she's getting a little antsy. And I know, and she asked if this weekend, or wait, what did she say? My client arrived. I've been listening a few minutes behind. I'll come back and listen. Okay, hold on a minute. But I thought you asked me a question. Oh, did this weekend's events have anything to do with a new job coming? I absolutely want to suggest that you surrender it for a minute. I know you're, and I know this is very normal to be like, you know, hyped up about it because enough is enough. When is it coming? But I am actually feeling, this is how I feel. Somebody, first of all, you're going to be going through a little bit of a nostalgic moment. Just like you're taking a look at something, you're taking a look at something from your past. And I believe what happens is when we're looking, you know, we're reviewing and we're going to clean this up. And this is coming next. This is like a very short-term phase for you. And I also want you to try to journal something. Maybe I know I'm giving you something else to do, but even for a minute of your time every morning to just kind of surrender and ask what is intended, what is meant to come into your life will come into your life. Surrender to your higher power. Do this. I feel this very strongly for you because I think sometimes when we are so strong and so powerful about wanting something, you know, we're kind of like, come on already. I want to call you Rocky about it, but I'm not. I'm teasing you so much. But in any case, I feel like just kind of let it be. Take your focus off of it. You're going to be nostalgic. You're going to review the past. The future is so much better than what previously has come to you in that way. And you deserve, and you know what you deserve. And I know this feeling because I was I was here once, many, many years ago. I felt the same. Like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And when I least, and I just talked about this yesterday as well, when I least expected it, it really did. It came in a very big way. And I know that is intended for you as well, in also a very big way. Okay. And so you come back and share, and you're going to let us know, and you're going to be happy, and you're never going to look back at some point. It's not quite time yet, but it's getting there. I'm promising you this. Surrender it, journal it, let it go, let it come. And it's a divine way. And you'll be at a place where you're never going to settle again in that way. All right. Some of us, I also feel like less is more. And remembering to play. Okay? That's good as well. All right, now let me do one more thing here. Now, hold on. So, it's spring. I think it's time to plant seeds. I also feel like something else that has been really coming through me is about the value that you place on certain things, places, people in your lives. And of course, we go back to that tree, you know. How are you taking care of not only your foundation first, but also who's kind of, if you were a tree, who's kind of hanging out on your branches, you know? Who's invited into your world and into your garden, how everything grows? And with the momentum picking up this week and how everything is going to really start forming and bearing fruit, how are you allowing for these things to grow in your life? And what are you actually choosing for yourself as far as growth? And kind of weeding out certain things that's no longer necessary. I feel this. Take a last minute view for a new beginning and enjoy the ride. And I'm excited to come back and be here with you next week. Serena, thanks for being our producer. Thank you, everyone. I'm so excited to be back over at 12listen.com. And I'm really super excited to connect with you all. Okay. Have a wonderful week. And I believe, I know Lori is coming up. I'm not sure yet. I haven't seen her yet today, but I'm sure you're going to be connecting with her energy and everything else about your lives. Please just nurture yourselves. Put so much value into your heart and all of the simple things that we forget about day to day. Lots of love. Bye, everyone. See you next time.